In a 5-1 vote, the City Council denied Tampa Police the request for a pay raise this year. Councilman Joseph Gaetano was the odd vote. The police union and Mayor Pam Iorio hit an impasse, say, in negotiations this past summer. Iorio has argued against the pay increase due to the declining revenues in Tampa. The disputed contract went to a special magistrate who agreed with Iorio before it went up for discussion with the City Council today. Councilmember Linda Salsina thanked the hundreds of police officers and their families that crowded the halls for their devotion to the job, but sided with both Mayor Iorio and the magistrate.
Oh man, you're making it really, really tough. I'll just say that we value you. We honor you. We are so grateful that you're serving in our city and keeping our citizens safe. The crime statistics are unbelievably excellent because of your hard work. I just don't know where we're going to get the money. That's it.
Tampa police are paid on a step plan. The plan awards annual salary increases to officers as they work toward becoming master patrol officers in their first 11 years. The city council's decision will deny officers of varying ranks between $2,500 and $7,000 for 2010. Representing Tampa police, attorney Diane Bailey Morton argued the step plan is not a raise. Officers at higher ranks work harder and deserve to be paid for their work.
We're not asking for raises in the individual steps. We're not asking for percentage increases in the steps. We're asking that things stay the same. Clearly, an officer at pay grade P1 Step 9 is doing a greater scope of work than P1 Step 1. In fact, the manual of regulations, which I have a copy going around to you, indicates whoever's at the crime scene who has a greater rank, even within those steps, has more responsibility pursuant to those rules. They have to take command of that crime scene if they're with a rookie. So they assume a greater scope of work, and they should be paid accordingly.
Prior to the decision being made, attorney Bonnie Wise, representing the city, said that Tampa simply cannot afford to give the police a raise when unemployment in Florida is at an all-time high at 11%. In the end, Wise said if the raise is given, it would mean less officers are employed.
So the consequences of the concessions that are before you today are: the step increases at a cost of $1.7 million equates to 18 fewer police officers on TPD's force.
An issue of confusion for both the public and city council throughout the meeting was whether or not the council's decision would establish a new status quo. The Tampa Police Union feared that not receiving a pay raise now would mean the step plan would be disregarded in the future as well. Attorney for the city council, Martin Shelby, said that the contract would be up for negotiation for 2011 just as it was today. And the future of the step plan lies in the hands of Mayor Iorio.
And regardless of what action the council takes today, if council does vote based on the motion to suspend the step imposition, come October 1st, by contract of the status quo, the step will come back. Then the contract at some point in the future, in the spring, as I believe Ms. Crum was talking about, negotiations begin on what the next year's contract will be. That is subject to bargaining. The charter requires that the mayor negotiates the contract, just as this contract before you has been negotiated.
In the end, most of the council members sympathized with the police, apologized for the decision, and Councilman Dingelfelder promised to vote in favor of the salary increase if it comes up for negotiation in 2011. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.